Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A former vice president of now defunct First Southern Bank's Searcy office was indicted yesterday on a federal charge of possession of child pornography. In a press release, the new U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Arkansas, Christopher Thayer, said two computers from the home of 45-year-old Tom Mueller were seized on August 23rd of last year. Thayer said both computers contained images of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct, and Mueller had viewed and saved those child pornography images. Thayer said at the time of the search, Mueller was vice president of First Southern Bank at Searcy. Thayer said the case was investigated by the Searcy Police Department. Thayer said the case is part of Project Safe Childhood, a nationwide initiative to combat the growing epidemic of child sexual exploitation and abuse. The program was launched in 2006. An Independence County man has been charged in circuit court with commercial burglary and two counts of misdemeanor theft. 31-year-old Cecil Matthew Rutledge is accused of breaking into Fred's Fish House on January 3rd and taking $200 in rolled change from an office cabinet. Police say Rutledge is a former employee of the business. In addition, and while working for Fred's Fish House, Rutledge is charged with taking $150 from the cash register on December 30th. Police say before his arrest, Rutledge was living out of his car and stole the money for food and to support a drug habit. Police say Rutledge confessed to the crimes. His bond has been set at $5,000. An aircraft repair firm at Blytheville, Arkansas, says it will double its workforce to 600 and spend $10 million to expand its facilities. Aviation Repair Technologies announced the plan yesterday. The company says the expansion will enable it to repair more aircraft components. Aviation Repair Technologies performs heavy aircraft maintenance and also disassembles jet engines, servicing regional aircraft. Its customers include American Eagle, Bahamas Air, Dynamic Airways, and others. The company is based at the Arkansas Aeroplex, which is an airport and industrial park at the former Acre Air Force Base. Independence County detectives are investigating a residential burglary of the James Burton Arnold rental residence on Chestnut Street in Batesville. Police say it occurred between December 31st and January 3rd and involved the theft of the copper wiring and copper piping from the house, a metal gun safe, two propane heaters, and eight window screens. The total value of the stolen property is estimated at $5,000. And sheriff's officials in northwest Arkansas, Washington County say a fourth person has died from injuries suffered from a tornado when it swept through the northwest Arkansas town of Cincinnati. The latest victim, 95-year-old Nell Porter. And that brings you right up to date.